How to talk to anyone. Become better at social skills and small talk. Written by Craig Yeager. Narrated by Queenie Walsh. Chapter 1. How to Conquer Shyness. We all are basically social creatures, and we are able to function optimally. Research and experience prove when engaged to some degree in a community, our community might be small, but having one seems to be what matters. All we really need do is observe what happens to prisoners in singular confinement for any prolonged period of time to recognize just how detrimental social isolation is to people. And yet, at some level, communicating with others makes most, if not all of us, uncomfortable. Even the most gregarious and confident people remain knowledgeable about and impacted by the viewpoints of others, and specifically the opinions others have about them. Even if we tell ourselves such viewpoints don't matter to us, if everyone in our community turned all of a sudden against us at the same time, even the most hardy of us would have a challenging time staying untouched. When in the company of other people, our minds instantly construct a map of the minds that surround us. That is, we're continuously thinking of and thinking what other individuals are thinking and making judgments about having reactions to those fantasies. If we think a person in the room finds us attractive, we judge them to have taste and feel a buzz of enjoyment. Or maybe, if we experience low self-esteem, we judge them to have bad taste and feel an increased sense of self-disgust. If we think a person in the room finds us overdressed for the occasion, we'll feel ashamed. Shyness, in one sense then, represents a hesitation to engage with others for fear of being humiliated. This explains why we can feel shy in one framework and not another. In a space loaded with relatives with whom we're thoroughly familiar, it's harder. However, we should take note of the fact possible to feel shy, not simply because we know them, but simply because they know us. They have already seen our normal conduct 100 or 1,000 times over, and we already know their reaction to it. So normally, we're not afraid to show that conduct, to show our opinions and say the important things we want to say, just because the risk of embarrassment in such company is low. In a room filled with complete strangers, however, no such performance history exists. How, we really wonder, will we be received? We do not know. How prepared are we to run the risk of shame? That's what figures out how shy we feel. I would argue the essential reason for shyness, because of this, rests on where we place our attention. If it's on the responses we might produce in others, and how they might, for that reason, see us, we risk overanalyzing each thought, word, and deed, and might find ourselves as the terminally shy typically do, incapacitated by a painful self-awareness. If, on the other hand, we put our attention on everybody else, willfully ignoring our issues about how they may respond to us, we may find some room to breathe as ourselves. How, then, can we move our focus in this way when in many cases it seems veritably padlocked to our self-image? Though not by any mindful design, I found my attention gradually being retreated from myself and to others as I developed not only a real interest in other individuals, the more intriguing